This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education Tuesday night. The number is 855-752-4842. Just put that out there very quickly. Call in with your comments. Text in on the Facebook. If you've been following the show X on Busted Pencils, no, go to the X site for Civic Media. You can check it out there is where the video is. Johnny Lupinacci, welcome. Well, I can't say welcome back, but welcome to the show. Looking by your background, that does not look like you're in your apartment.
No, you know what? I'm not, man. And I live in a beautiful townhouse, Tim. Don't you apartment me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you because I have broadcast a show from many apartments and I just teased him a little. No, but I am actually out with the family. We are on a little bit of a break in the July time. Getting close to back to school for me, Tim. We start early out here. But I'm on the Pacific Ocean's behind me. It's a little sunny, so you can't quite see. I had to duck out and let it contrast. But
there you go.
You can see the ocean behind me. Love the ocean. Love that time to rejuvenate, be on the beach with the family, and cool off a bit because it's chilly out here on the ocean.
Right? Cold?
Yes. Pacific Northwest, man. It's interesting times. It's something like 60 degrees on the ocean. But, you know, sunny is all get out. So the sun is going, but the cold ocean air comes through.
I was wondering what it's like, to go to the beach in the Pacific Northwest, you know, because growing up in on the East, you know, Ocean City, Maryland, Ocean City, New Jersey, Myrtle Beach.
Ooh, now you're getting warmer.
Yeah, the water gets warmer. Yeah, but the water's cold. But the never, you know, the whole idea of being at the beach in the 60 degrees, like you said, there's got to be something kind of refreshing and nice about that.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, the salt in the air, the whole thing. Sun is out, so it's a warm, but then there's a cool breeze coming off of the ocean. And as you know, man, the ocean is just rejuvenating. I'm a Great Lakes kid, so having relocated out to the west, you know, everything's so far apart out here. Mountains are beautiful. Trees are huge, but you miss those big lakes until I ventured over and discovered the ocean. And my heart is still with the Great Lakes. But being able to just cruise over and be on the ocean, you know, for a week in the summer is akin to Lake Superior. It is. It's like, not the same, but it's akin to it.
It's almost as big as Lake Superior. Nah, come on. Geography lesson, Tim. Geography lesson.
That's the joke I like to tell. I'm like, well, one, you don't get as many storms here as you do on Lake Superior. That's for sure. Like, at least on the northern coast here. And then two, the water is warmer.
Than Lake Superior.
It feels like that it does it like than it is Lake Superior, and the waves are calmer. So the whole thing is just the ocean does feel like a baby Lake Superior, even though that's not fact at all.
But you do have animals in that ocean that can eat you, unlike the animals in Lake Superior.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
cold to get you before any animal in Lake Superior. Yeah.
You give and take what you can get. Johnny Lupinacci, though, we had a great show yesterday.
I heard.
Jess and I, we were just fully engaged in the, oh my God, OMG, can you believe it finally happened? We were talking about how on Sunday the text messages went back and forth between us and how though on Friday's show, where we were just the excitement about imagining the possibilities and we brought that through. Jess, what'd you think about being just me and you yesterday?
Oh, it was fun. But you know what, Tim? That excitement that was sort of hypothetical on Friday, now it is so real.
Oh, it is.
It's refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had not realized how refreshing it would be. And, you know, I stay pretty critical about this the whole way through. And we had talked quite a bit, both on the air and off the air, about like what we'd predicted and what we thought would come through the news pipeline over the weekend and kind of when it would. And, you know, we all had discussed it was kind of long overdue, but I'll be honest with you both, because I didn't get to join you yesterday. I was traveling with the family. Mm-hmm. We were driving out here, and I wasn't even prepared for how refreshed I would be. by fellow Democrats. And I know I'm real critical of the Dems, but I mean, a lot of the people for years and years I've been in solidarity with, I still am. But, you know, I was refreshed to see their energy, mm-hmm. their excitement and exuberance around this was refreshing to me. I wasn't prepared for that. Yeah. And then on the flip side, I opened my phone. I fell asleep. I took a nap yesterday afternoon. I woke up, had a little bite to eat, and I opened my phone and, you know, targeted ads and different things. And I got several targeted ads for the current Vice President Kamala Harris, you know, being endorsed and to support her campaign. And you know what? I wasn't prepared for how refreshing those ads were. Just her speech and the, you know, you've probably all seen them, listeners, and you know, both you, Tim and Jess, I'm sure you got the ad feed coming through too, which is like the sound bit and the video of her, you know, announcing this is happening and then kind of a bit about supporting her. And I thought to myself, because I've been a critic, I like Kamala Harris, I'll come right out and say it, but I've been critical of her.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Well, and for reasons we'll get into this week, but that criticality doesn't negate the importance, I think, the important role she's in and the possibility she has to be a really continue being a strong leader, but to move into it even stronger leadership for the Democratic Party. And so, Tim, I was excited. I didn't realize how refreshed I was. And that's when I realized we had talked about it being a low moment for American politics and even lower, obviously, with an assassination attempt to, you know, somebody running for office. But we talked about it being a low moment, but I hadn't really felt how low that moment was until I heard her speak.
Until you felt yourself come up.
You know what? I was like, you know what? Damn it. This is what America deserves. And I hope, I don't even mean just her. I hope weeks and months and years and decades to come, we have that kind of dialogue. We have that kind of representation at the helm. Those are our options. We're listening to people who are telling us, you know, very coherently their plans to lead a party, to lead a country, to be present. Hearing her talk about compassion, right? And hearing her talking about, you know, an importance to be a compassionate democracy. You know, I was like, the words are used appropriately. We are not digressing. We're direct. We're empathetic, but we're firm. And I like that in a leadership. Tim, you know what else I love?
Tell me about it. I bet I know
beer,
what you,
man. I love beer. You know what? I'm going to confess it here on the show. You know, I've confessed it before. I love beer. And I especially love Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time advocates for public schools in Wisconsin. And they're right there with us, Tim. Our buddies, not only in beer, but in politics, connecting strong public education to strong democracy. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Nice. And you know what? I saw their beer. They mixed some beers. I got to get it right. I got to look on their feed. But I think today I saw that they have a Kamala. They have a Hope beer.
Yeah, Hope beer.
Vice President Harris's picture's on it. And it's a combination, I think, of Dark Brandon and another one. I'm going to get it wrong. But anyways, we'll look it up and have it by the end of the show. But yeah, I love the MBC. Go out and support MBC if you're in Wisconsin. If not, go on the internet, check them out. Those are our homies, and they're holding it down.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. It's educated educators talking education. And we got to go right to the phone. L.A. Tom,
our guy,
you called us right
away.
L.A. Tom, what say you, our friend?
Kamala. Kamala.
There we go.
Hey, there he is. I love it.
There you go, guys. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, what a heartwarming speech that was yesterday, along with the one today in Wisconsin and at West Allis. But when she had Joe on the phone, you know she just loves Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
They have a relationship, and it is just so great. One thing, you know, just being a constituent of hers of California, she is the real deal. She is excellent. She's a progressive. You know, I call her Kamala Eleanor Harris. She's just excellent. I think we're really in for a treat with her. I hope she continues to do the one thing that Barack Obama wasn't able to do, which was, I don't know if Barack Obama was too busy saving the country after George War Criminal Bush or what, but he should have given us all a little bit more direction of what to do when he had the mass of people behind him. I hope that she does that. I hope she tells people, you have to get involved in your local areas. You have to get involved in your schools. You have to get involved in, you know, all these different places. And I just had a question to ponder on, guys. Do you think our media just doesn't know how to cover the potential end of democracy or versus authoritarianism?
You know what, L.A. Tom, I think what you're getting at, on this one is that, you know, and in fact, I think it was Timothy Snyder that put out this kind of both sides-ism that we're infected with, and the reality as if, you know, things are, you know, equally this bad, equally this good, and there's no this kind of disclaimer. And you say, it's like, yeah, how is the media not absolutely taking where Trump, where the Republican Party went during that convention and saying like, whoa, this is not the other side of Kamala Harris and where Harris, you know, this isn't the other side. This is their extreme. I think L.A. Tom, that's what you're talking about, right?
Well, I think I love that Tom brings that up, Tim, and it resonates with what your response to Tom was. Well, I want to just applaud L.A. Tom. Thanks for calling and thanks for being a regular listener. But awesome comments on, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris. The cheers are there. We're excited about it. Love that connection in the past, the handing it over. Like I had said, Tim, remember I said I think that the window for doing this with humility had closed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's never closed. It's never too late to show some humility. So I love, Jess, your Democracy in Action Award yesterday. Thanks for carrying that torch.
My pleasure.
Was to, you know, the current president, Joe Biden, you know, finding that humility, being a patriot, knowing when to say, okay, it's time. Here's the best move. Love that. Love the speeches that we're seeing from Vice President Kamala Harris as she is gearing up into first gear on the campaign trail. You know what, though? What I think Tom is saying is this, just come on, media, the directness. As we talk about the importance to contrast and to really compare the platforms of the candidates running, right? We have to be able to use the correct language, right? And call, you know, authoritarianism and fascism, and be really clear about who our candidates are that support democracy. You know what? Here we go, Tim. Stay with us because we got more to talk about.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. There is no escaping the American attraction, or there's no escaping Busted Pencils. 855-752-4842. You can hear the exuberance in Jess's voice and Johnny's voice and Tim's voice. We're just enjoying the kind of refreshing to hear, you know, Kamala Harris now. And in fact, Jess, we've been talking about, give us a little taste of Kamala and that sense of pride that she felt serving with Biden. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Sure thing.
It has truly been one of the greatest honors of my life to serve as vice president to our president, Joe Biden.
It's a short clip, but you can just hear that little catch in the voice.
The whole idea, too, to just point out, and you know, Johnny, I got thinking about what you said, you know, there is humility still, the ability, right?
You know
there,
what? Right? I like I said, man, you got to have patience, commitment, and humility to be a good educator, to be a really, really one that can model democracy and ride with it, because it's a wavy, sometimes messy, often controversial space that you're facilitating. And man, Tim, I'll admit I was wrong. I said, yo, Biden, the window is closed.
Closed.
The opportunity for dignity. You said, you know, you will be, you know, the only thing that will remove you from running from the race is, you know, God. And then you had said maybe a doc. Like there were moments where I was like questioning.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show, Tim, we all have ego. We all have, you know, the ability to put that ego in check and to see, you know, beyond what's right in front of us and to see the bigger picture and to model that as a leader. So I'm happy to say, you know, I was wrong. I said, Joe, the window's closed, man. You know, they're just going to have to, like, you know, pry the keys. Had you had said pry the keys from his hand, he's not driving the car anymore.
Dude, you know,
he did us a solid. He modeled that you can open that window back up. Yeah, you can handle things with pride and humility. Remember, humility isn't a bad thing. It's not humiliation. It's
right.
Really strong character of being able to say, you know,
humble,
what?
Humble.
This, yeah, being humble.
Right.
Putting humility over hubris.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to be a strong leader, you have to sometimes have a bit of hubris. So I like, you know, I'm just reminded, like, we all have that opportunity to reflect, to, you know, talk amongst wise people who help us make decisions and make the right decision. And, you know, and I'm pretty excited. I didn't realize how re-energized I would be. You know, LA Tom, our caller, he hinted at this last week. He texted us a lot, Tim, on the line and said,
I know,
Tim and Johnny, you should be talking more about Kamala Harris. And he's right.
He was,
you know,
right.
We really should be, because the next few weeks and months, we have to be really, and I'm going to come back to LA Tom's comment. We in the media, and I know we're just talk show guys that are educators talking about education here on Busted Pencils.
Real media.
But, you know, but part of the media, the role of media in a democracy is to present fact. And yes, we're going to share opinions, but always connected to facts that are informing our opinions. But there is news sources, and we're not a news source. We're just chopping up the news. You know, but we are committed to making sure that it's not misinformation or disinformation. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of gray area news source. Like, we're talking about, you know, trustworthy news, and we're breaking it apart and sharing it. But news folks out there have the responsibility to contrast, to really show the difference between what a politician like Kamala Harris has done and is planning to do versus what Donald Trump, you know, and Vance have admittedly said, and their record, because records matter.
Yeah, they do.
Right. And we're going to hold Kamala and whoever runs with her accountable to that as well. But that contrast is really important. So I appreciate Tom bringing that up. And while we're on the notion of Tom, we got Joanne on the line. Joanne, how you doing?
Great show. I just wanted to tie together that theme from yesterday about civics education with what you've been talking about in terms of L.A. Tom's theme of what the media can provide. I think we need to have it reinforced that when we vote for a president, we vote for more than just one person. We're voting for a whole cabinet. We're voting for a lot of administrators down the line. And if Trump has his way, maybe 50,000 of his closest buddies, too. But what this message is that, do we want a Betsy DeVos again and all the horrible things that were happening to these education department? Do we want to perhaps lose the Department of Education, as some of those plans say? Again, it's the tentacles of the White House are so broad, and we need that message reinforced. People say, well, it's just Trump. We've got all these other administrators. No, it'll be a full house of new people, many of whom don't have very good ideas about how to extend and enhance our democracy, but would rather deflate it. So,
well, I was going to say, Joe.
Thank you,
Joanne. Thank you so much. In fact, pointing that out, you say not, they actually actively have their hands in trying to thwart democracy. And you point that out. So as Johnny keeps saying, there's a serious contrast. I mean, I don't even think compare is the right word here. There's a serious contrast. We have to keep putting that out there. Joanne, too, thanks for reminding on the civics and social studies lesson, Johnny, because one of the things we all, Jess and I, were talking about yesterday is, you know, it's like, oh, my God, wait, there are no constitutional rules for this occurrence of President Biden saying, I'm done at the end of my term. I'm not running. The Constitution gives you, well, if they get shot or if they get killed, if they did. But there's nothing. So we kind of did a little social studies lesson here that said, hey, it doesn't mean that you then, because there are nothing written in the Constitution about it, doesn't mean, like the Republicans were trying to say, well, it's illegal. No. guess what? The party and the party conventions have very deep rules and playbooks. And the whole idea of getting a new nominee is fully covered by the Democratic Committee and the Democratic Convention. So we're just pointing that out there, too, that because people are saying this, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives us any, you know, any advice on how to do this. Well, first of all, actually, it does give us some advice because it does say some things about what happens during presidential succession. And it gives us some thoughts about that. There is election law also in the Constitution. It gives us something there to look at, gives us something to. But then you say, OK, but now to the parties have a process, a very detailed process that says, guess what? Up until that day, until you hear that person say, I accept your nomination, hey, the possibility exists that that nomination could change minutes before the person thinks they're getting it, because there is a process that can be used to put in another candidate. It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. It's 855-752-4842, talking about what's been going on here. And again, just the exuberance, the excitement, the feeling like, I want to be involved again. Like, I'm not watching two old white crappy dudes, you know, kind of talking about who's better on the golf course and stuff like that. And again, that kind of diminishes Biden. I hate to put that in there as the same too, but there was just no excitement. And I was just talking to my son a little bit ago. Again, we're talking about this, Jess, and you know, your age group. They're excited. My son, his girlfriend, my daughter, they're excited. Jess.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And you hear Johnny Lupinacci's excited, Joanne's excited, LA Tom's excited, I'm excited. Man, when we come back, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, we're going to get into a little bit more of what Kamala had to say. Got some great clips. Stay tuned. You cannot put up any walls when you're listening to Busted Pencils. Well, we can watch this story. When it's Tim and Johnny and Jess telling the story, you can watch it over and over and over again. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842. People are saying, you guys aren't talking about education tonight. Oh, my God. We are always talking about education. When it comes to democracy, again, thinking about this, Busted Pencils, public education, the foundation of democracy. So when you hear us now, you know, giving our sense of what's happening in the presidential race, it's because truly practitioners of democracy and public school, it all goes together. Gotta love, though, I want to hear some of that excitement. Jess, you were saying we have a clip of Kamala with the getting big cheers and nomination, exuberant. I want to hear that.
So, Wisconsin, I am told as of this morning that we have earned the support of enough delegates to secure the Democratic nomination.
They're almost as loud as the three of us.
Almost. Almost.
Johnny, I mean, I actually think you could hear the excitement in that cheer. You could. You could feel it. That was a real kind of a passion there. So, you know, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Anybody paying attention during the break, you know, Johnny and I were given a little bit of bonus content because it's just something that we do, putting it out there, you know, being ready. But it's, you know, and if you say the contrast, and I'm just stuck on LA Tom's the first, you know, original or the call this right away to start the show. When is the media, and then Johnny, you even making the potential sense of going, well, you know, Busted Pencils, we're kind of the media.
No, when get are, those lights.
My apologies.
What was that?
Oh, I love
Pam
that.
From Nina sent something in, and I thought that I had that sound channel off, but I didn't.
Cam broke on through. Good job, Cam.
Thanks, Cam. Whoops. But, you know, and we are the media. We are going to put that contrast, and we say, you know, because truly, and again, we're going to also do some dissecting of Kamala and who she picks and the people around her, as Joanne reminds us that this isn't going to be just a person. This is a group of people, a team. We're going to have information to kind of dissect on education. But right now, the contrast, if you're thinking from a public education standpoint, you've got the Trump team running with Project 2025, even though he's never heard of it, supposedly. But the reality is that even from that the standpoint, he has been on record, though, of saying abolish the Department of Education. Okay, that's not the other side of keeping the Department of Public Education. It's not a 50-50 kind of thing. It's like, well, you know, President Trump wants to kill public education. Let's be honest. There's a contrast there. There's not a comparison to Kamala Harris and the fact that the Democrats are going to keep the Department of Education. It's just not. We have to point out, you're talking about authoritarianism, fascism, and the strike against the Department of Education is an absolute It's more than just symbolism. If they did that, it is the attack on public education and democracy. Oh.
Hey, oh, you know what that means, that bell. Although it's a little early today, I was calling for it because, Tim, you couldn't be more on cue. Today's bell rings, and every day the bell rings to let us know that it's today's democracy in action. Today's democracy in action is exactly what Tim and L.A. Tom were talking about. And even caller Joanne kind of hinted at this too, that we remember, we as the media, no, Tim, we're not directly the media. We're speaking to folks who are reporting directly on information, as well as everyone out there who's a voter. Democracy in action today, right, is the voting public. Whatever side you're on, wherever you're at, whatever decisions you make, that you represent justice and truth. Right. That as we do this contrast, we're talking about two core democratic values that are really important to practicing democracy in action. All people should be treated fairly in getting advantages and disadvantages of our country. Right. We got to have scrutiny on all people who are running for something. Like Joanne said, the office of presidency is more than just individuals in a race.
Right.
This means a whole lot for a whole lot of people, a whole lot of families, a whole lot of communities, right? No group or person should be favored. We have to be really careful to scrutinize what are the impacts of our votes. And I'll also say with that core democratic value, the truth. Mm. The government and the citizens should not lie. So we have to be honest about that truth, sometimes even when we don't like it. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the truth at hand, right? We're talking about things like education. This is Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk, Tim. So you and I, we have democracy in action when we are holding scrutiny to all people running for office on what their responsibilities are to public education.
Absolutely. Right?
And we have to, even though we'll have favorites and we'll have moments. Yeah. And Tim, you'll catch me. I'll tell you, Tim, education doesn't matter as much in this election because education doesn't swing votes. And I'll start to get really desperate and say, this is an all out, you know, battle for the presidential office. And we got to throw everything we can at winning. You'll remember, you'll remind me, because you'll be democracy in action, Tim. You'll say, Johnny, remember, nobody, right? Everybody should have scrutiny. Everybody should be, you know, treated fairly, right? No person should be favored. Mm-hmm. Right. So we got to go hard and we got to remember to look closely at this and report on truths. Because when we start to look at truths of these two very different groups of candidates, we start to see a real difference, not in a difference. We can look at the past to see into the future. Mm-hmm. If you want to know what the future is going to look like, we have to look closely at what are the hard facts that the past and even the present tell us. And when we look at that, we have to make the best decision we can about the kind of future we want, right? And so I really pressure us through democracy in action in any way we can to teach the truth, to share the truth. And that's tied to our 20 from the 20th, right? 20 lessons from the 20th century, right? We talked about small talk, make connections with people in your community, at the store, out on the beach, wherever you're at this summer, out on a golf course, right? At the grocery store, make small talk about being truthful. You know, what do we care about? What do we want our common futures to be?
That's busted pencils. There you go. Democracy in action. Hey, Fully Leaded Education Talk, 855-752-4842. Speaking of Project 2025 and eliminating the Department of Education, Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the phone. Let's get Mark. Mark, what's happening, our friend?
Yeah, thanks so much. Thinking of Project 2025 and the orthodoxy that they want to establish for any kind of education, or they want to eliminate public education and probably just establish some new kind of orthodoxy, it brought to mind, reading Sarah Vowell's book, Wordy Shipmates, where she discussed that Harvard University was initially founded by the Puritans there in New England, but it was established to, you know, kind of control the orthodoxy that the people were, you're taught, because the whole problem when they translated the Bible into, you know, the common tongue of people from the vulgar Latin, the Vulgate Latin, I should say, is that people started to think for themselves, interpret the Bible in their own ways because they were actually reading it and thinking about it. And that's, you know, it's thought control that's at the basis of Project 2020.
Absolutely, Mark, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that is thought control. Got a text in from Patty from Fort Lauderdale. Got to read it. Just love the way she brings this on. Do you think a failed reality show host, failed real estate trust fund baby, failed businessman, failed president, failed husband, criminal is qualified to run the country? There's a contrast for you. There's a contrast, Johnny and Jess, right there. Patty, thank you so much for that. And I don't know if you saw Cam, too. Cam said, thank you. You made him laugh, Jess.
I'm glad. Happy to do something.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're talking, you know, we are. There's a contrast. There's a lot of excitement, though, and we're going to bring back, you know, some comments. It's Kamala Harris. So at this point, you know, people are saying, so you're saying it's locked up. It's almost locked up. It's almost locked up. It still has the ability. And as I was saying, you know, in the segment before this, it's until that convention is held and those votes are cast and Kamala says, I accept your nomination. Yeah, the reality is that, you know, it ain't over till it's over, you know. And so we've got this. And so there's a lot of talk now, too, going around. And I say, John, you know, the scrutiny right now, the contrast of the Republican Party under President Trump and J.D. Vance, especially when it comes to the topic that's near and dear to Busted Pencils, public education, the contrast, man, we're going to point it out to you very much and going like, you've got one party that absolutely wants to eliminate public education. And when we say that, Johnny, you say this, maybe, you know, maybe we're going to get people to say this is going to swing voters this year, finally, because this isn't about education, Johnny, as we keep pointing out, this is about democracy. And when my neighbor makes that connection and realizes that that local public school is the foundation of democracy in their neighborhood, and they hear us talking about this, they hear Jess, they hear Johnny, they hear Tim, they hear Joanne calling in, they hear Educators Amplified talking about it, they hear all of the multiple guests talking about it, they're going like, wait a minute, this is way more than about education and schooling. Well, this is about democracy. And Tim and Johnny and Jess are out there every day pointing it out how important it is. It is. I'm sorry, Johnny. We're making education a voting block this year because, darn it, public education, well, you don't have democracy without it, man. That's all.
Well, I agree with the last part of that sentiment, Tim. You don't have democracy without public education. But I'm going to push back, and this is going to be a little bit of debate that we carry with us all the way to the election day.
All right.
And probably through it, because I like your enthusiasm in it, and you're not wrong in terms of the importance of education in this country. But I'm gonna be sometimes a little bit of voice, not of opposition, but of seeing it slightly different. All right. I don't think it's not entirely accurate to say that the other party wants to eliminate public education. I don't think they care about it. And in fact, they want to see it as like a less than education. They want to do destruction to it. Okay. They want to make it harder to fund, right? Because they want to further privatize education. But you can't only have private.
No.
So you sort of need your opposition. So I don't think it will be eliminated because people are going to be able to come back and say, and I'm sure a good Republican is going to say, like, actually, Tim, you're not right. We're going to support it, but it's going to be on like a lifeline drip of inadequate funding. And it's going to be seen as a lesser than because that works.
Let me change my
strengthening private education.
Let me change my terminology then based on what you just said. Community democratically oriented education is in their sites to eliminate community-based.
I know what
democracy,
you're saying, and I'm saying
I'm sorry. You know, you say yeah. Public
you
school.
You
they
can't
want,
eliminate it.
No, you can't. You got to send all of my kids. You know, the blue collar kids, all the riffraff. They got to go somewhere. And so you say, but that's eliminating.
What I'm saying is, to you, that's why I'm pushing back against it. To me, that's,
I know
that's
what you're doing.
Hyperbolic. That's like saying I'm gonna make it dark and there's gonna be no light. You know, you can make it dark, but the light's still going to be there, right? Like you're blocking out the light.
But
you
if
can
the light
make
isn't
it really
accessible
hard
to people. Does it matter if it's there?
Thank you, Jess.
That's different than that's where I'm pushing back. That's different than eliminating. I say it's going to be difficult to access, and it's not going to be the kind of quality public education we believe every kid in this country deserves. But it's going to be there, and that's another reminder, Tim, that it is anything public and anything democratic is ours, okay? And so it's up to the people. So we'll come back around to that. So Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Callers, we love for you to call us. You can feel free to call us anytime in the show. Stay tuned, because I bet you we get another caller.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, educated educators talking education, blue-collar scholars in the house, 855-752-4842. Johnny Lupinacci pushing back on Tim. Tim pushing back on Johnny. All right, though, L.A. Tom calling in for a second time. Typically, I'd say, hold him until next show, but I don't know. I think I have a feeling L.A. Tom's got something important to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Yeah, Johnny, I got pushed back on you, buddy. First off, having access to a public education is like having access to health care. Public education is our right. It is a right of all the citizens to be able to have a good public education. And the thing about it is that when I saw a billboard the other day and it said how much we spend on per prisoner, $62,300 a year versus each student for a public education, $9,100 per year, there's something wrong with our system. And I'd also like to say that I think it's still, I'm going to stay consistent with my thinking, which is I think it's disgusting that we don't have public financing of campaigns. And even though Kamala Harris has brought in so much money overnight in the last two nights, and I've been a part of that because of the system that we have currently, we need to get money completely out of politics rather than celebrating the fact when we have all this money sloshing around, when we could be spending that money on public education. And if you want to go to a private school, fine. I went to a private religious school. My parents had to sacrifice and pay for that. That was the sacrifice for them to send me to a religious school. A public education is open for everyone. The doors are open for everyone. It should always be that way because it is our God-given right to have an education And I even believe that's in the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken, that we should be able to actually have a public education. I think Thomas Jefferson said it as well.
L.A. Tom, man, thank you so much. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I love it. And I don't disagree with L.A. Tom at all. I think he hits the nail on the head. I just don't think it's possible to eliminate public education. And Tom kind of, to me, reiterated that. Like, you can't take away a human right. Like, we still have the ability to carry it out. Even if a government says, and this is what I want to be clear about, and I ultimately... we land in a similar place, Tim, with a different take.
Yeah.
And my take is that to me, it sounds threatening and it sounds like, well, that's evil. You can't prove something like that. So I don't like those kinds of, arguments. So when someone says they want to eliminate, well, there's no record of any elimination, but what there is actually record of is further privatization and what Tom brought off of making it more difficult for people to access a quality education. Or driving the quality of it down,
yes,
right? Inadvertently, which is destructive, right? So I want to be really clear: they're not going to eliminate public education. They're going to be really there's a concerted effort to be destructive through the mechanism of public education. That's my take, and I think we need to fight really hard and be really clear about that. The kind of education system we want is of utmost importance to this discussion here. And that's all I'm talking about. It's like it's not an either or. There will be public education, but it's the kind of public education. Access to what? Is it going to be access to poison?
Quality, democratic, liberating, amazing curriculum. That, as you're saying, that's targeted for destruction. That kind of education for all. So I guess, there will be some form of a public education, but quality, democratically minded, open access to all students, the best education that, Johnny, as you and I have pointed out many times, we ain't doing that yet either, though. We're not delivering the best quality public education system
I will come back. Yeah, and I will come back to this because even though we dissent on this, like we get into the nuances of this and we fight about it on here, you know, it's part of being in the democratic discussion. It's really important to like push at this, be specifics, like be really clear about what we want. We're converging on the same thing, but we're getting into the weeds on what it looks like in the process. That's important to us. The other thing I will say is that, Tim, this does come down to I don't see either party doing this well, but that's not going to change my support. And that's because the bigger picture on this, and I'll come back around to it, is that I do see the opportunity to continue to have this discussion in a generative way as possible with the Democratic Party. I will say I do not see any room in that in Project 2025. And so that's a clear one. If education is one, I'm not going to see a lot. I'm not holding my breath. I wish. Maybe I'll be wrong, Tim, and I'll admit it. I'm not going to see a lot that I really like or want from the Democratic Party in the short term. But being able to continue to have the discussion, being able to continue to have a Department of Education, those are going to be important things, right? And a means to a better ends in terms of we'll continue to have these discussions about public education. And it won't be about where do we do it and how do we keep doing it. We'll know where and we'll know how. Will we get as much money as we probably need to do it? Not under either. But under one, we'll get almost none. And we might not know where, how, or when it's going to happen because it's going to be on our backs rather than on our governments. And so let's really figure this out, continue to talk about it, Tim, and chop up what is Project 2025 versus what the trends and the movement in the Democratic Party has been, not only in education, but in general, because you brought up some important points about it. You brought up the human rights aspect, right? And we got to look at both parties when it comes to human rights. We got to look at education. And I think related to that, Tim, we need to look at the economy because that's going to be a big one that people are going to talk about. And us two blue-collar scholars, we sure got stuff to say not only about education in the economy, but just in general.
You know,
what
where
future
else
do our young people have?
And you know where we should have those conversations, Johnny? Minocqua Brewing Company, the tap room in Madison, or up at the Minocqua Destination, because, man, Busted Pencils is brought to you by Minocqua Brewing Company, making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Thank you, everybody, tonight for busting pencils with us. We got more Kamala Harris quotes we're going to put in tomorrow. Educators Amplifier, Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie in the house. Check y'all out tomorrow.